I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. In the studio joining me is Pam Minocchio, the director of community engagement from The Grand in Wilmington. And we're talking today about a program now in its fifth year, Wilmington's Summer in the Parks. Welcome, Pam.
Hello, Paul. Thank you so much for having me and for giving us the chance to talk about Summer in the Parks. It's been a wonderful ride, and we're on our fifth year now, and our first year with the new administration with the City of Wilmington. We were just delighted that the city had decided to keep us going this year.
I just think this represents really a great model of the arts resources of a community, really serving the local municipality, the local city, and helping it to achieve some of its goals, which is really utilizing the parks in a meaningful way for its residents.
That's exactly how this started. Absolutely, Paul, I agree, because the city under its previous administration, Mayor Williams, came to the Grand back in 2013 and asked us to put together a proposal that would bring arts activities into the city parks. And Wilmington is really lucky to have so much green area. Mm-hmm. There are so many parks that the residents can go out and use. And so we created this program that not only collaborates with the city, but also collaborates with the arts resources around Wilmington. So we put out an RFP each year, and then we collect proposals from arts organizations and individual artists. Most of them are local. Some of them are regional that we're bringing from downstate, as well as from Philadelphia and other areas. And then we put together this schedule that provides all sorts of arts activities and a wide variety. We have everything from dance and music and arts and crafts and live theater and some other intriguing different kind of arts that we bring into the parks for the kids.
So the parks become more than just a space, but rather a place where there's activity going on, and
they become our venue.
Yeah, the venue. Let's talk a little bit about the parks that you're using, mm-hmm. and then we can get into some of the specific kinds of. You talked about the range of arts, but maybe we can talk about some of the specifics.
Some of the specifics, yeah. Absolutely. This year we have a 7-week program that started on Monday, June 26th. So we run Monday through Thursday. Each day we have a park program that's at 9:30 and then one at 12 o'clock. So those times coincide with the city's food service program. So while the city is handing out free meals to the kids in the neighborhood, we're also providing some activities for them to come out. So we have 8 parks that we go to each week on a regular basis. Those include Haynes Park, Woodlawn Park, Tilton, Helen Chambers Playground, which is right next to the Hicks Anderson Community Center. Mm-hmm. We go to Barbara Hicks Park, Holloway Park, Price's Run, right next to the pool, the Joe Biden pool now, mm-hmm. and Judy Johnson Park. So those were in every week for 7 weeks throughout the summer.
Now, the coordination of this must be must take some time, and you're responsible for that?
Mostly. I do all of the programming with the artists. I collect their availability and match it up with our schedule. And I've recently tried to actually create themes for each week. So we have so many artists with common disciplines that I'll do 1 week of art, 1 week of dance, 1 week of music, and then have those a variety of artists serve those disciplines. But the Department of Parks and Recreation, that staff there has been really wonderful in supporting our efforts. So we also coordinate with their camp activities. So their Department of Youth and Families, and make sure that what we're doing and what we're providing, they will have some of the families available to bring over and to participate.
So the programming really is targeting youth, mm-hmm. who are around for the summer. They're not in school. And many of the youth, given the location of the parks, many of the youth that you draw normally would not have that access to that kind of arts programming.
Exactly.
Without this, the concept is bringing the arts to where the youth are.
That's exactly right. The concept. We want to give them some exposure to positive activities, introductions to new arts organizations, and let them know that, you know, when the Delaware Art Museum comes to visit them in the park, there are days when it's free and open for them to come visit the art museum as well. So there's some exposure and some education going on as well.
Now, let's look at some of the specific kinds of programming that are going on in the park.
Sure. Early on this year, we had a couple of different artists that present African storytelling through drumming and music, with Tahira and the Griots Waimoja.
Mm-hmm.
We also featured Ill Style and Peace, which is a hip-hop dance troupe out of Philadelphia. And we have a variety of musicians with a local artist, Maya Bilardo, performing some jazz. We will have more music from Philly Vibes, and Eminem and Friends is a great musical group from the Music School of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with a lot of individual and organizations. The dance and movement series is very exciting because we do a lot of different kind of things. We bring in a dance circus theater from New Jersey, I believe they're coming. And we also have ballet from First State Ballet Theater. Pieces of a Dream will do some modern dance. And capoeira is something new that we're introducing this year with an artist, Christopher Devaney. And so that's a really neat combination of martial arts and dance movements, and it's a beautiful thing for the kids to learn. On the art side, we do have Delaware Art Museum, as I mentioned, the Delaware Contemporary, and our local artist, Eunice the Fate, will all be serving those parks. And we do some more non-traditional craft making, like the Yoko Knit Shop is joining us this year. Some beadwork, some found art fun. And I guess lastly, what did I leave out here? Theater. I left out live theater. We have Wilmington Drama League will put on performances in the parks. And these are full performances with sets and costumes that they travel with. And there's a lot of audience participation. And Delaware Shakespeare as well does workshops, which introduce kids to Shakespeare. And that's something that we hadn't mentioned yet, but all of these activities that we bring into the park involve some kind of participation, mm-hmm. some hands-on experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids aren't just sitting and watching somebody else do it. They actually get involved, and they do these things, and it really gets them creative and imagination going. And it's wonderful to see the smiles on their faces once they've finished a project.
So it's experiential in the visual arts, the theater, music, dance, all the performing arts. It's really experiential. And in a way that they're learning, but
they're having fun.
They're not conscious of it.
Yeah. They don't even know it, but they're having fun. They're learning. And, you know, we hope that when they go back to school in the fall, they, you know, bring these memories with them. They'll get more involved in their art classes, or, you know, maybe bring something they learned back to the classroom, or share with their friends and their families, and just really talk about it and share their enthusiasm and keep that going.
Now, it's an incredibly intricate schedule. How much time goes into the preparation for this? For a program that starts in late June, when do you get started?
I should get started. I guess around January and February, we start talking with Parks and Rec to make sure our schedules are in line with each other. And in March, I'd send out the request for proposals. April, I spend doing my scheduling and solidifying it so that in May we've got something to announce and ready for the public. Another part of the scheduling, which we haven't mentioned yet, is our evening concerts.
Mm.
We do about once a week, we do present evening events for the families to get involved. So it's not just for kids, but adults, once they come home from work, or, you know, come out in the cooler hours of the evening. We do a lot of music and dance concerts. And again, that's about once a week, and that's throughout the city. So we'll have, we already had the Diamond State Concert Band and the Albert Palmer Drumline perform. We'll also have Richard Raw, which is a local hip hop artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilmington Ballet Academy, they'll do dance ballet demonstrations on a basketball court in
mm-hmm.
Stapler Park. So
mm-hmm.
it's really neat to see that. And then we're closing out this season in Elbert Park with Atiba Music and Kareeb. So again, more music, more invitations for people to come out and use the parks in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm. I want to delve more into this and talk with you about the programming. But first, let me remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Pam Minocchio, the Director of Community Engagement for the Grand. We're talking about Wilmington's Summer in the Parks program. Pam, in this programming, how do you get word out to get kids to come to the park and get, you know, families to come to the evening events?
Over the years, we've built up quite an extensive email list and mailing list, and we've done a lot of grassroots, just handing out flyers door to door, putting the lawn signs out in the parks for so the people that are just walking through those neighborhoods, they'll see where we are and when we're coming. But now I have developed really wonderful relationships with the summer camp programs, with the daycares, with a lot of other nonprofit organizations that serve these children, and they provide programming, so our arts programs are just complementing what they do. And so in that way, we're able to serve a lot of children. Over the first 4 years, our cumulative total was over 15,000 kids.
Wow.
So, it's an extensive program and it's an extensive community. I've also worked with the civic associations in each of these neighborhoods, and they've been very supportive and very helpful in sharing the word with their residents. And the city as well does a lot of the promotion with me.
I was going to say, I think you mentioned early on that this program started under the previous mayor, but continues under
Mayor Persicky.
Under Mayor Persicky. Could you speak a little bit about the evolution of the program? I mean, clearly, you had to demonstrate success for a new administration to continue to support this.
Yes, and I believe we did from year to year. The first year was very much experimental, and what we tried to do was more pop-up arts activities, kind mm-hmm. of a guerrilla approach. And so I had scheduled them, but scheduled the arts activities at all different times in different parks. And so people didn't always know where we would be, but we would show up and then invite, you know, whoever was in the park to come join us. That was successful some places and then not successful sometimes because, as you know, every place has its downtime, so we might show up and not have anybody there to join us. So then we got into the more structured schedule, which is really working now. And the Parks and Rec staff is, they bring their camp groups over, they coordinate their pool schedules, and, you know, that's kind of just really helped to get, it's very much a well-oiled system mm-hmm. right now. So it runs the same year after year. We had to cut the program a little bit just by the number of events this year, but still doing 7 weeks and 8 events per week. So we're reaching... or we're providing a total of 63 events on the schedule. In the past, we've had as many as 96 mm-hmm. in one summer, which is a pretty hectic thing mm-hmm. to try to keep up with.
What have you learned about attendance participation as it relates to either the types of art or the weather?
The weather. If only I could have a magic button to control the weather. But yeah, certainly when it's a rainy day or even a really hot and humid day, mm-hmm. The kids will not come out mm-hmm. As no matter what kind of activity we present. So, you know, we just hope and pray for good weather each summer. And the event either goes on or it doesn't. And mm-hmm. It's not a rain or shine event. It's only a good weather event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at the type of events, I don't think they've been supportive and they've come out for everything mm-hmm. that we mm-hmm. offer. So I think the kids are just open to any kind of activities as long as, you know, they're having fun.
I mean, now that this has been around for mm-hmm. some years, are you seeing sort of repeat attendees? Or they look forward to the Monday morning
yes,
at 9:30?
Especially the daycares and summer camps, they look for us. They will call me a few months in advance and ask me what day, what time, when are you coming to our park? So they're looking for us. You know, those mm-hmm. are some of the great relationships we've developed. And families as well. And I've seen families that live in one neighborhood and they might come to Haynes Park and then they would look ahead and see that an artist that they really enjoyed is going to be somewhere else and mm-hmm. they'll follow us.
Okay.
So that's actually really fun to see.
Oh, interesting.
People
yeah.
follow us throughout the city, not yeah. just staying in their own neighborhoods.
Right. And you really are. I mean, you mentioned eight different parks, correct?
Eight different parks this year yeah. That will be in every week. And we cover everything from Northeast to West Side to South Bridge, you know, all Center City, all different parts mm-hmm. of the city. So
what do you hear from the artists who have signed on to do this?
They are loving it. And also, a lot of repeat artists from year to year. They want to come back and they want to do as much as they can. And then it's also fun to discover some new artists, like the capoeira instructor that I just met this year. So it's really fun. They love it. They love making an impact on children's lives and seeing the smiles on their faces and just making a difference in our city. You know, mm-hmm. we're bringing very positive energy and positive activities. And the city also, Parks and Rec, under the new administration, I think they see the positive outcomes from having activities because mm-hmm. they this year have amped up what they're offering in different programs. So Parks and Rec now has tennis programs in these parks. They have basketball programs. They're even bringing chess into the parks mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So, again, we're collaborating with each other, but they're almost kind of copying off what we're doing with the mm-hmm. arts and bringing all different kinds of activities so that there's a more regular schedule and more regular activity in the parks.
Which I think is great. I mean, yeah, to utilize these public spaces in a productive and positive way.
It's what they're there for.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we need to keep them in use, and we need to encourage all of the residents and the neighborhood to come out and use it, and then it builds community, and they get to know each other better that way, and they get to have fun. And a lot of parks, Tilton is a wonderful example of one of these parks where the more they use it, the more they get to know each other, and then they start having more social gatherings mm-hmm. on their own.
Yeah.
And that's does nothing but benefit the city and benefits encourages new residents to come in, and that's where they want to live. Someplace mm-hmm. that's as vibrant and fun to be with neighbors who are looking out for each other all the time.
Tell me, how does the Summer in the Parks program, which is really coordinated by the Grand, fit into the Grand's philosophy of its role in the community?
In a couple of ways, in just the exposure to young people and building audiences and arts appreciation for these young people to get to learn something new. And we just hope that it plants a seed for them to continue exploring something that they might have interest in and become, patrons of the arts as they get older. But it's also, the Grand is a very strong believer in partnerships and in creating partnerships and building partnerships to strengthen our city and to make sure that our city of Wilmington is a cultural destination that the organizations and artists all work together and we all work to support each other towards that common goal to make Wilmington a vibrant and wonderful place to be. And so this absolutely serves those purposes. I mean, we're working with organizations that we otherwise, I wouldn't have any other reason to collaborate with the Music School of Delaware, but to bring their faculty out to the parks. And
yeah, and I think it's interesting. I mean, this is where I think the use of the word collaboration is really accurate. Because all of these organizations are jointly working with you mm-hmm. to further their mission, your mission, and to benefit
everybody.
The youth of Wilmington.
It benefits everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
now I know this fits into a much larger scope of what you do as the director of community mm-hmm. engagement. How does this fit into some of the other work that you do?
Well, as overseeing all of the education and community outreach programs that the Grand offers, we used to have a semi-quiet summer season. the Summer Children's Theater, which we recently rebranded as the Summer Explorers, it was our main focus, and now we've got a lot of different focuses. But Summer Explorers is continuing. It is a series of free arts entertainment shows for children at the Grand Opera House. And this year we have four productions that are presented in July. And so there's everything from hip hop to live theater to even a science-based show called Dr. Kaboom. And at the end of July, we also have an opportunity for children to get involved in a show. So the organization called Missoula Children's Theater, they come in on Monday, run a one big group audition, and then they cast a show. Those kids, about 60 kids, will rehearse all week long and then perform on Friday. So it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to just kind of get interested in theater and actually performing on stage. All of these performances are, like I said, they're free admission. We do ask for an audience donation, so they can pay at the door or they can pay in advance and get a reserved seat. But either way, it's a wonderful value for families and again, summer camps and daycares and whatnot to come and enjoy the arts and experience the arts in the air-conditioned, comfortable seats of the Grand. Mm-hmm. And then we have, throughout the school year, we have a lot of other programming. We do Stages of Discovery, which are school matinees for school groups and, again, families to come in and experience live theater, and those are very much tied to curriculum-based subjects that the kids are learning in the classroom. We have the Arts Academy at the Grand, which is a music school, and so just a wide variety. People can check out all of this information on our website, which is thegrandwilmington.org. For the Parks series, it's thegrandwilmington.org/parks. But just browse around our community and education section, and you'll learn a lot more about what we have to offer.
And with that, it's time to wrap up. Pam Minocchio, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.